dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group.
This is Bill Prentice, CEO of Meridian Energy Group.
Meridian Energy Group, of course, many people might know that as the as the outfit that's behind the Davis Refinery. Let's get an update on what's happening with the Davis Refinery in Belfield.
I'd be glad to. Right now, the refinery is in the detailed engineering phase, and we've also recently applied for the air quality permit for the refinery from the North Dakota Department of Health. That permitting schedule is what drives the refinery schedule, since the air quality group wants to take a thorough look at it. So we're expecting that that permit will be awarded sometime towards the second quarter of 2017, which is when we'll move to the field. And in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and complete our procurement and some of the fabrication of the equipment and get it ready to move to the site.
Anything new under construction is going to have state-of-the-art technology. Is that at all involved here with some of this in EPA permitting and that sort of thing? Talk to me a little bit about the collaboration between the technology and the environmental aspects.
Yeah, that's one of the most exciting parts of the project. It's not an EPA process to get our air quality permits. That's administered by the state itself, but the emissions limits are as determined by EPA regulations. The technology that's involved in building a refinery has advanced a lot in the last 30 or 40 years. And one of the reasons why people generally regard refineries as not being a real clean addition to the landscape is they're all very old. Building one in a greenfield environment allows us to take all the latest and greatest and apply it to the plant. And that's allowed us to make this Davis refinery, which is a major refinery at 55,000 barrels per day. It's going to be permitted as a minor source, which is almost unheard of in the industry.
Now, you use the word greenfield, and of course, that triggers a little bit of a memory that you guys are the first greenfield refinery in more than like 50 years. Is that the case, that you guys are the first refinery going to be built in the United States in more than 50 years?
Almost every refinery investment in the past 50 years has been an expansion of an old refinery, or, you know, bits and pieces here and there, starting from a blank sheet of paper to a brand new major refinery. This is the first one in several decades. I think the latest we had ever found is in the late 70s, that it was most recently done.
I was reading an article the other day about how kind of the new trend, or the new environmental trend, is more natural gas-based resources in order as a fuel. Have you looked into this? Is your refinery doing anything along those lines?
Well, yeah. Areas like the Bakken, where most of the production is from oil shale deposits, have a very high amount of natural gas produced along with the crude oil. So, you know, natural gas is readily available at a relatively low price. So throughout the process at the refinery, we utilize natural gas whenever we can. And that means that we get more fuel, liquid fuel like gasoline and diesel, out of every barrel of oil.
The other part I was going to ask you about is the refinery. Now, you guys are still in the permitting phase, and I know that the push is going to be to use some local services once the dirt starts getting moved, for lack of better words. Is that still the plan, and is everything still on track with the overall vision of where this refinery is going?
Yeah, and keep in mind the refinery itself, the company that founded it, the Davis Family Partnership, are all people from North Dakota who wanted to do something to improve the job and opportunities up in North Dakota. So, you know, part of our initial objective in forming the company and planning the refinery is to maximize local hiring and maximize local firms participating in the project. So, you know, we're doing a lot of fabrication in areas like Houston, because that's where you can obtain the raw materials and the actual fabrication facilities. But as we get it going, there are a number of firms up in North Dakota that can do part of that work, and they'll get their fair share. And virtually everybody working at the refinery will be a local hire. There's a dramatic emphasis on local hiring and training, and also for former military personnel at the refinery.
You know, it's pretty exciting, and really it shows you how specialized this particular industry can become. And, you know, I'm looking at kind of some of the things down the road with this refinery, and I'm looking at the local jobs, and I'm looking at just even the local industries that are going to be supplied with the product and everything along those lines. Have you guys looked into kind of the local job impact that this Davis refinery is going to bring to the Bakken?
Oh, sure. We spent a lot of time evaluating that, and that was part of the process of obtaining our conditional use permits from Billings County, is to explore that and be able to disclose to them what the impact would be. And in general, the construction period, which will last for several years going through the several phases of the project, will probably peak out at 500 or 600 people working on construction, and about 200 to 250 people as operating personnel, and we'll ramp up to that 200, let's say, by the end of 2017.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Let's take a ride.
This week's Christmas music is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on the totally blind singer-songwriter Blind Joe, who was featured on NBC's hit show The Voice as part of Team Blake, or to purchase an acoustic country Christmas, visit his website, blindjoe.bandcamp.com. That's blindjoe.bandcamp.com.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.